A sweet liquid, maybe milk and sugar and nutmeg or something, that you pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that a...
a glaze?
Or would you ever hear of a sauce or a dip?
Yeah,
or
a sauce. That would be a sauce.
Uh-huh. And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you'd tell them, just go ahead and...
come on and eat.
Or they're standing up, you tell them to...
sit down.
Okay. So you say, so then he went ahead and...
and said the blessing.
He what down?
He sat down.
Okay. You say no one else was standing because everybody had already...
already sat down.
Okay. And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes or something are passed over to them, you tell them, now you just go ahead and...
help yourself.
And so then he went ahead and...
helped himself.
Okay.
Passed it on.
And you say, well, I asked him to pass that over to me since he had already...
and helped himself.
Okay. And if you decide not to eat something, you'd say...
no, thank you.
I don't
care for that.
Uh-huh.
Or I can't eat it, or I... something, I'll make some kind of excuse.
Uh-huh.
Try to make it nice.
Uh-huh. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
warmed over.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat. He couldn't...
he got choked.
He couldn't...
what? He couldn't swallow.
He could chew it, but he couldn't...
he couldn't swallow.
Okay. And you say that soup is so hot, it's all I can do to...
it's burnt the hair off my tongue.
Uh-huh. It's all I can do to what?
Hold it down.
Or
to swallow it.
And peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself, you call those?
Homegrown.
Homegrown.
Beets and peas and beans or whatever it is.
There are all these different kinds of...
and, if it's beets, it's a homegrown beet. And
uh-huh.
carrots and tomatoes and
uh-huh.
peas or beans. If you've made it in your own garden, that's homegrown.
Uh-huh. Well, if what you grow in a garden, you'd call those...
vegetables.
Okay. The kind of tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this, you call them?
Tomatoes.
Okay. What about something that will make your eyes water if you cut it?
Onions.
Okay. What about the kind of onions, well, like you got there, those little ones?
Green onions.
Okay. And the little red thing that grows down in the ground?
Radish.
Okay.
Don't like them.
Huh?
And
no.
Don't like them.
They're too hot?
Just don't like radish.
What about, you mentioned the sweet potatoes. Are there different kinds of sweet potatoes?
Yes, there is. There was a white one and there's a yellow.
Mm-hmm.
There's a white sweet potato and there's a yellow one.
What do they call the yellow one?
It's a yellow sweet potato.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear anything called a yam?
It's a yam.
How's
that's a sweet potato.
Just any kind of sweet potato?
The yellow one is a yam.
Uh-huh.
They're yams. Potatoes are yams.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a green vegetable is about this long? Is you could put it in soup. In gumbo.
Carrots.
Or it's green.
Oh, green.
Uh-huh.
Onions?
Huh?
Onion?
No, it grows up on a bush or a stalk.
It's oh, beans. Beans.
Uh-huh.
Snap beans.
Any other name for snap beans?
Pole beans.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear green beans or string beans?
String beans, green beans.
What's the difference?
None.
What about something that you ever make gumbo?
I just cannot make gumbo turn out right.
What about the vegetable you put in gumbo?
Okra.
Uh-huh.
And shrimp. And
you don't like that?
I'm allergic to shrimp.
Uh-huh.
I can't eat shrimp.
Say if you were going to buy some, you asked for a few pounds of